I think a lot of this session is going to be dealing with the fallout effects of Sandy and trying to fix that problem. It's certainly going to blow a hole in our deficit at the state level. So I think that's going to play a big role, actually. And also for me, I think, you know, it continues to be mandate relief. That continues to be a huge issue for me. Trying to make New York more friendly to business is probably my number one issue, because that's the only thing going to get our economy back on track, is to get this private sector working again. So those issues are huge. I will say I think it's going to be a little tougher to deal with mandate relief given the effects of Sandy, though. So those are going to be, for me, big issues. And also, from an upstate perspective, trying to make sure that we continue to battle and fight for our upstate schools is also huge.
Could there be a tax increase resulting from this hole in the state budget, this larger deficit that could come from Sandy?
Yeah, I think anything's possible. I don't think that's necessarily the right way to go, but you're already seeing Governor Christie in New Jersey start to talk about it. So I guess it remains to be seen, but I think that certainly anything is going to be in the realm of possibility. But I will say that when you take a look at things like a proposed 45% toll hike on the thruway for trucks, that is, in effect, a tax increase as well on people. So how much can you continue to pile on the people in New York is a huge concern of mine. Because if that toll hike goes through, not that it'll necessarily be 45%, but if that goes through, that's going to flow right to people's pocketbook anyway. They're going to get hit with higher cost as it is. So I think anything's possible in this case. I hope that doesn't occur, but I think it's possible.
The Thruway Authority has canceled or postponed two recent meetings. Do you think they're backing off, or is it still a real possibility there?
No, I think it's a real possibility. What I think is that we've brought significant pressure. I've been a very vocal critic of the Thruway Authority on this issue from day one, when they started to announce this 45% toll hike and called it a modest 45% increase. So I think that it's pressure from the elected officials, pressure from the press, and from the general public, you know, that is really making them take a step back. I think at this point, it looks to me, and I don't have any real inside knowledge of this other than I'm seeing the same thing the public is seeing, where they keep canceling meetings at the last moment and won't provide an agenda for those meetings, you know, leading me to call them a rogue, out-of-touch agency. I think at this point, they don't have the votes on their committee, so I think that's why they're scrambling.
Governor Cuomo has been highly critical of the utilities downstate for their response or lack thereof to Sandy, and he's calling for a Moreland Act commission to look into it. What changes would you like to see, if any, in how utilities are regulated and overseen in this state?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. Prior to Sandy, it really wasn't an issue that I was completely focused on, and probably a lot of us weren't. But I think you can see some real problems with LIPA. It's clear that you can see a huge problem. So I think the governor's right to impanel a Moreland Act commission. I'd like to see him do the same thing with Shelley Silver and Vito Lopez situation as well, by the way. But I think he's right to do it, and I think that we've got to learn from this. I also will say this, that, you know, the governor's right to be angry, and what the people are going through down there is unbelievable what they're having to deal with right now. He's right to be angry and to call people out on the carpet. But it's also true that 87% of the people were without power down there in certain areas, and I don't know how you effectively prepare for that. So we've got to learn from this, much like we did upstate here in New York last year with Sandy and with with Lee and with Irene. Learn from it and try to get your infrastructure rebuilt. I think that's the biggest thing. Once again, it comes back to how degraded our infrastructure is. And that's not just roads and bridges. That's computer systems down there. That's electrical systems in the subways. Things like that have really going to have to be upgraded and try to prepare as much as we can. But some of this stuff is just off the charts, and I don't know how you effectively prepare for every eventuality. So it's difficult. I think the governor's right, though, to impanel the Moreland Act and get to the bottom of this.